It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Live from New York, if it's Tuesday, it must be another nor'easter. Welcome to The Attack. Bob Black here. Senor Roberto out on the West Coast. You there. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. A big Tuesday edition of The Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're hearing us on Sirius Satellite Radio, the various different affiliates all around the country. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Believe it or not, as this stuff is coming down here in my neighborhood yet again, I got people out there walking their dogs, jogging along, plugged into their headsets, and guess what? It's about radio on the go. We get you 15, 20 minutes, half hour, hour tops. We want you plugged in and tuned in to us, and that's exactly where you can find us. Tune in, iHeart, Stitcher, all the various different platforms that you can use on your personal device, albeit a iPhone or an iWatch or an iPoppy or an Android or whatever it is that your little heart, even a flip, I guess you could do a flip, and plug right in and listen to me here on The Attack. And you're getting the kids off to school? Well, not in this area because they canceled everything. And you're getting off to work? Well, not in this area because they canceled everything. And, well, you get the point. You're only there for a little bit of time. You got your chores to do. You got to get to the gym. Get that butt firm and various other body parts that you're going for. Look, this is it. And so, tune in, use it. /talk on all these very different platforms and go live. We're there. Or go archive. We get the best interviews here on The Attack and the rest of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So, check them out. It's right there for you. As we go forward each and every day, and we get to talk about it quite a bit, our relationship with the American Forces Network and the fact that these guys and girls are all around the world, all around the country, serving us and gives them a little taste of home. The Jefe started it. We proudly continue it. And each and every day, we like to give them a little bit of a taste as they go forward towards harm's way as we're running away from it. So if you're out and about today and you're grabbing yourself a cup of coffee or up here in the north, a hot chocolate or something along those lines, and you see somebody in a union line, do us a favor, please. Thank them. All right? Believe me, it goes a long way. And if you happen to have the spare change in your pocket, buy them a cup of coffee or a sandwich or something along those lines because they're doing it and we're not. Let's head to the exit ramp right here. When we come back, we'll set the table for you here in The Attack on Blackie or Not.
You're in luck during Aaron's Lucky Days. During March, you can start a new agreement and get 6 months same as cash. And this weekend only, just $7.77 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Don't miss out. Come to a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started for just $7.77 during Aaron's Lucky Days.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, if it's Tuesday, it's tampering time. And it is Tuesday, so it's tampering time in the National Football League. We got an extended period of time until the 14th where everything becomes official and all this kind of good stuff. So deals are being announced, although they aren't official just quite yet. And the NFL is full of money and full of other things, but in this particular instance, it's full of money. And, it's a good thing. So we'll be talking about that as we set the table. We will also be talking about college brackets because I'm filling mine out as we're going along. We'll go fill them out together and we'll give you a little logic going forward. All right. And you know me, I've been pretty darn accurate over the years. Last year was a rough year. And the last year was a very rough year for me. I got annihilated, but I've won it. I picked the champion. I don't know, 3 out of the last 5 years. And, going forward, we're going to have a little bit of fun doing that. And anything else that pops up in the world of sports, including San Diego and Kawhi Leonard finally coming back into the fold. There's weird things going on down in San Antonio. I mean, it's a very odd time down there. And maybe we'll get Rob Thompson on next week or something to talk about it. But here we be. And, the National Football League, as always, fun and exciting and money being spent. Sammy Watkins is going to go to the Chiefs. Allen Robinson going to go to the Bears. Cardinals are going after Cousins. Jets are going after Cousins. Minnesota going after Cousins. Case Keenum signing with the Browns. With the Broncos, excuse me. And in all the trades that the Browns made. So we got a lot to talk about in this hour. We're going to get to it right now. You got to start with the Browns because they kind of control everything. And when they made their deal with the Buffalo Bills and what they were able to get, which was, quite a bit. And what they gave up, which was okay. You have to think in the offseason thus far, regardless of what else happens and who goes where, because whoever gets Kirk Cousins is going to be proclaimed the big winner in free agency. And that's not necessarily the truth, which we will discuss when he finally picks where he's going to go. But for any team that's throwing $30 million a year at him, which is what he wants, you're getting ripped off. I mean, you just are. The guy's sub 500 as a quarterback. Well, he didn't have the weapons. He didn't have great weapons in some instances, but he had weapons. Supposedly, he played for a coach that is a quarterback guy and an offensive guy in Jay Gruden. Well, we'll see. I look at all these things with a grain of salt. You have to recognize that once you do commit to Cousins, that you're tying up your salary cap. And, even if you have, like the Jets, you have $90 million. If you're tying up $30 million with him, it does start to limit you somewhere down the line because you have to pay other people. In the short term, yeah. Okay. Did you get your guy? Is this the guy who's going to take you to the Super Bowl? Is he going to take you to mediocrity? Mediocrity would be a step up for the Jets, but you know it's not what you want in the long term. So we shall see. Let's start exploring. The Browns, they got their bridge quarterback in Tyrod Taylor. And I've heard people, alleged experts, who, well, you know, this could be a guy that evolves under a new set. He's 28 years old. He is what he is. He is what he is. All right? And that's, you know, that's not going to change. So where do you go? What do you do? Now, everybody is, it's a fait accompli that they're going to draft Saquon Barkley. Well, okay, maybe. And if they do, he'll be the first number one running back to go in a long time. I think since Kajana Carter, if I remember, but who was a Penn State bust. Barkley's not going to be a bust. But I don't know that investing the number one pick, overall pick, is the right direction to go for the Browns. And here's why. All right, look, you got Tyrod. And perhaps with the number four pick, you can get your guy. And, you know, okay. Now, the thing that's a little confusing to me here is for this class of quarterbacks, which everybody says is a talented class of quarterback, one with a cannon arm that can throw the ball 80 yards, you know, two guys that are pro technique dudes in Rosen and Darnold and Baker Mayfield, you know, the scrapper who's going to come into the league and take it by storm because he just can put every team on his shoulders and carry them to victory. And you know all the other guys involved here. But it by the moves that are being made, and the fact that there's quarterbacks out in the free agent market who are out there, and like I said, Broncos are already making the decision to go with Case Keenum. Well, Broncos are in the five hole, and they're telling you that they're not going to draft a quarterback there. They may grab one in the later rounds, but Case Keenum's their guy going forward. And John Elway has made the decision to wait. Now, do the Browns do that? Because if there is one guy in this class, and I'll give you my opinion about the Tyrod Taylor move. If there is one guy in this class that they love, be it Sam Darnold, be it Josh Rosen, be it Josh Allen, who I happen to think it is, do you run the risk when you take Saquon Barkley, and I talked about this a month or so ago, get cute, grab the running back, and lose your guy? Because if you're not in love with the other guys, Barkley or no Barkley, because there's other very good running backs in this class, he could be an all-timer, but there's other ones who could be too. You better grab your quarterback. Yeah, Bob, you're a Giant fan. You want the Giants to take Barkley. Yeah, I do. But I'm speaking pure truth here. This is a guy who could be a great running back. Also, running backs get hit in the knees. And all of a sudden, they're not so great anymore. Because they have to run. Quarterback gets hit in the knee. They could fix the knee. Year or so later, he's better. He starts playing again. But not so with running backs. Sometimes it ends it right then and there. You're going to risk the number one overall pick with that? Giants can do it at two. Indianapolis can do it at three. They got their quarterbacks. So everybody is just assuming it's going to be Barkley. I'm not so sure. I don't think so. I still think it's going to be a quarterback. I have an opinion on who I think said quarterback is going to be because of the choice of the four. And don't forget, These guys, they're just getting through their pro days. Some of them haven't done it yet. They're going to bring them in for individual workouts. And then decisions are going to start being made. Now, Cleveland still could trade the number four pick because there's going to be hot and heavy interest with that. Buffalo made another trade yesterday to get a better first-round draft pick and got rid of Jordy Glenn, who's oft injured. So we'll see. Now, my opinion on who this quarterback is going to be that the Browns want, I think it's Josh Allen. And to me, that was telling because of the Tyrod Taylor move. On the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you why they want this guy and why these moves were made going forward. Just tap out right there. When we come back, more of The Attack. I'm Black. Don't go anywhere.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Oh, yeah. You're back with the Attack Black. You, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And we're talking National Football League here, as we will for this entire hour. And what Buffalo did in getting Tyrod Taylor is get their bridge quarterback. And like I said, for some of the momos who are on the various different shows, and I listened to a few of them, and Jeff, and I'm not going to drop your last name, you need to be better prepared, baby, when you hit the air. No joke. Because you're saying some stuff that is just flat out dumb. All right. This wasn't one of them, but I'm just telling you. You know, Tyrod Taylor is what he is. He's 28 years old. He's not going to get better. There's not going to be a Case Keenum moment here. I'm telling you. All right. So just do what you need to do and, you know, get your guy. And as I said before we went into the break, that's going to be Josh Allen. Josh Allen, I'm telling you. Now, if Josh Allen goes to Cleveland as the number one overall pick, you certainly cannot blame them for going in that direction, with the exception of his accuracy. And we've talked about it here. Okay? Just like that. Guy can throw the ball a country mile. But can he hit the side of the barn when he's in the country? That's the question. From what I've seen, the answer is no. Not on a consistent basis. So, if the Browns think that they can harness that talent and get him pointed in the right direction, you know, teach him how to ease up a little bit, they're going to grab him. Because talent-wise, he's the guy. I mean, he's 6'5", he's 240 pounds. He can throw the ball, you know, around the block and then some. It you know, he played in a pro set. I mean, everything you want to know. And that's fine. And if that ends up being the case, then the 2 years that they have Tyrod Taylor left on this contract will be just perfect. Because if Allen's going to be an NFL quarterback by the time year three rolls around, he's going to have to get in there. They'll live with a few of his mistakes. But he'll take over a team that's been completely rebuilt, that has talent, and he'll be expected to lead them into the future and eventually to the Super Bowl. Tyrod Taylor is not leading the Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl. And they know that. And Dorsey knows that. And Hugh Jackson knows that. So what's your answer there? Don't forget, the Browns still need talent. They're starting to accumulate talent in some positions. The trades that they made, although it involved 2018 draft picks, didn't cost them their first or second round draft picks as of yet. But you need to recognize where you have your limitations and deal with them as well going forward. Because don't forget, look, Cleveland's going to win games next year. You know, I said that this year too. But Cleveland's going to win games next year. They're just a better team. They're already a better team. And some of those games that they lost, they're going to win this year. But they're not going to be a playoff team. I've already heard Brown fans go, well, you know, we're going to take the division. No, you're not. You got to take the next step, which is learning how to win. Learning how to win tight games, learning how to win when the pressure's on, learning how to win, period, because you didn't win anything last year, I should say. And that's what you need to do. And they'll do it. Either that or Hugh Jackson will be looking for a job, which he may be anyway. But if you take Saquon Barkley, you run the risk that your guy is going to be gone. And here's why. Because the Giants, who are in the unenviable position of having the number two with everything that's going on, already lost one guy that they wanted, Andrew Norwell. He's going with the Jags. Revenge of Coughlin. And they'll have to make the decision with the number two overall if any of those quarterbacks, and they're going to bring them all in too, is worth taking with the number two overall pick, if, and not only just if, because, you know, regardless of what direction Cleveland goes, the Giants still may decide that they want a quarterback. But I think chances are pretty good that if Barkley goes number one, that unless the Giants are completely in love with one of the quarterbacks and say this is the guy to replace Eli, Josh Allen comes in, you know, throws the ball from the Meadowlands to the Verrazano Bridge or to the GW Bridge, or, you know, and they go, wow, we got to have that up here. Then they'll trade out. And I've said this since Jump Street. There's too many teams in need of quarterbacks that will be willing to pay the price. Like I said, Buffalo made another deal, jumped up even further. Flip-flop draft picks with Cincinnati. So Cincinnati gets Cordy Glenn, who was oft-injured but talented. Bills go up to the 12 hole, and they still have 22. And that trade will become official Wednesday. Nobody on Cincinnati can block, so it was a trade that, you know, if they think he can do the, you know, if they can keep him on the field, they know he can do the job. But, you know, we'll see. Will Buffalo stand pat with the 12 and think that they can get Rosen or Darnold? You know, but again, if there's a specific guy that they are targeting, they can package the 12 and the 22. And makes that package a lot more appealing, and maybe a deuce next year. And they move up to the 3-hole with the Indianapolis Colts or the 2-hole with the Giants. And if I'm one of those two teams, I do that deal. Indianapolis doesn't need a quarterback. And unless the Giants are in love with one of the quarterbacks, they don't need a quarterback. Not yet. And they may have him on his roster anyway in Davis Webb. But, you know, again, this is all targeted. And this is the risk that Dorsey runs. This is the poker game that gets played this time every year. But it's particularly intriguing this year because of the fact that starting quarterbacks in this league are being moved around and shuffled to different teams. It started with Alex Smith, and it's going to finish with one of the guys who are out in the market right now. So Cleveland runs the risk of not getting their guy, because even though they're sitting at number 4, and they could even move. They could if they're worried about losing their guy after the second pick with the Giants and he's still there, and they're worried about Arizona making a move, or you know, maybe Buffalo didn't trade with the Giants. Maybe the Giants do their pick. And they're worried about losing their guy. They could extract an extra pick out of the Colts. Or give the Colts an extra pick, I should say, and move up. And that's a real distinct possibility. Real distinct possibility. So they roll the dice. And then they're stuck with Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield or Mason Rudolph, you know, whoever. It doesn't really matter. But if they don't get their guy, and then that guy that they get stuck with doesn't pan out, it'll be the same old story about the same old Browns. Period. And that's the risk that they run if they take Barkley. And I mean, I've talked to some GMs over the last couple of weeks who said, look, Barkley's great. He's going to be great. You don't take a running back with the number 1 overall pick when you've got quarterback sitting there and you have a need of quarterback. I've also had guys on the other side of the coin. Take him. He's the best player in the draft. All right. Okay. Now, you know, the Browns could still have a lot of need everywhere. Don't forget. And if they do make the move with Allen in the 4-hole, don't be surprised. You know, everybody's figuring Minka Fitzpatrick, and then they could take him. He's a great player, or at least apparently. But, you know, the second best player rated in this draft is the guard out of Notre Dame, Nelson. And if he ends up being a guy, don't be surprised. You know, like I said, the top 15 picks in this draft, if you look at them on paper, and again, you know, this is all we have to go by, film and paper, are impact guys. And if you have need, which you're drafting at the bottom, so you have need. Guess what? Figure it out. You know, you can do the math. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, as we get the car back on the interstate, well, we're going to continue with the NFL talk, probably spill an hour or two a little bit, and we'll get to the NCAA right after this short time out on Black Air Not.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's
855-325-1780. That works. You're back with the Attack Black U. Robert out on the West Coast. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY. Man, the snow is starting to pile up here on Venetian Boulevard. You know, again, we're talking about the moves that the Browns made, top of the draft. It is going to be an interesting time down in the Jerry Jones Pleasure Palace. There's some teams that are flat out stuck where they're not going to be able to move, but with the needs of certain teams, you're dealing with teams that are going to be mobile, hostile, and agile. And you've already seen it. And tomorrow there's going to be even more of it. It's going to determine draft order, and it's going to go a long way in setting the market on what's going to be available on draft day. You know, if you believe in A.J. McCarron, then sign him. If you believe in Josh Rosen, don't sign him. And there's going to be a lot of that going on, and there's going to be a lot of indicators going forward. But as I said, if John Dorsey's playing poker, he may push all his chips to the table, and he may come up empty. I don't mean completely empty. They've already improved the team. They're going to push 500 next year. And if they don't, you's going to be looking for a job early. But with what's going on, and the fact that these quarterbacks are great unknowns, you know, wouldn't it be ironic with all these quarterbacks out in the free agent market? And I'm talking about Case Keenum, who's going to Denver, and I'm talking about A.J. McCarron. Tyrod already moved. Josh McCown's out there. You got a bunch of so-called bridge guys and a couple of studs. Well, we'll see. You know, I'm not big in the stud column with this group, but they are serviceable, pretty good NFL quarterbacks. And if you got a guy on your roster or a guy that you're targeting, well, then all of a sudden the value of grabbing Darnold or Allen or whatever drops. Doesn't mean they're going to drop in the draft, but what you're willing to give up to get them drops. You know, or if you're Arizona and you sign A.J. McCarron, let's say, and you're saying, all right, he's going to be our starting guy. You invest money. I mean, real money. Then you're not going to trade up. But if you're Buffalo and you're sitting there now at the 12, then you're involved in the poker game. Because if some of these guys start to fall, maybe you end up getting your guy. But are you settling? Now, some of the mocks haven't updated since the trade yet, and it's tough for them to keep up because of the fact that, you know, there's so many moving parts at this point in time. But Buffalo, I truly believe, by moving up, moving Glenn, first of all, but then moving up to get that 12 pick, they're going to package that with their other number one and probably a deuce next year to get their guy. And they're going to target the Giants, and they're going to target Indianapolis. Indianapolis has mucho need, particularly on the offensive line. I mean, if you're sitting there at 12, say you trade out, chances are pretty good for the Colts. They're going to be able to get a really good offensive lineman, probably McGlinchey, because I think he'll still be there. And then a running back somewhere on the back end. We'll find out. You know, will Darius Guy still be there? I don't know. If the Giants, let's put it this way, if Cleveland takes Barkley, I've seen them, and I've told you this before Buffalo even made the trade. I've seen the Giants and Buffalo as the perfect trade partner in this scenario. Buffalo goes up, gets their quarterback. Giants get the 12 and the 22, and they can do serious damage on their roster with that. They'll get their running back, probably Geis. And maybe a stud on the defensive end. You know. And for all the consensus this and consensus that, sometimes it changes when you go to the pros. I mean, Gil Brandt, I was listening to him yesterday. He was telling a great story about Saquon Barkley. You know, they were at the combine, and he went out to dinner with Barkley. And, you know, Gil, I guess, is a night owl, 100 years old. But, guy's just a football god. And they're in the hotel after the meal, and they're wandering around. And Gil goes up to his room. I guess he decides to go down and have a nightcap in a hotel bar. And he walks past the gym, and there's Saquon Barkley working out at 10 o'clock at night. Well, that's the kind of guy you want in your team. That's the kind of guy you want to be the face of the franchise. You know, like I said, I could see it going down in either direction. And if they go Saquon Barkley, I understand. But they're running the risk. And sometimes when you run the risk in poker, you lose. That simple. Now, other deals that have been made or will get made when it's allowed to become official. Sammy Watkins going to the Chiefs. Chiefs have done pretty good getting malcontents off their team. And I understand that, you know, it takes time. You will ride talent until talent is no more worth the problems. And the Chiefs blew out the cornerback because he was a pain in the ass. Now it's the Rams' problem. Got rid of Alex Smith. They're trying to do this on the fly. Patrick Mahomes is going to be the guy. They got to make sure they have weapons for him. And they grab Sammy Watkins. Personally, no. Sammy's never on the field. Sammy's not physical. Now, he played with Tyrod, which is a lot of over-the-middle stuff and all that kind of stuff. But he went out to L.A., and he underachieved there, too, with Jared Goff, who chucked the ball down the field. I'm not a big fan. I thought they gave away too much when they traded up to get him up in Buffalo, and it proved, you know, they thought so, too, when it ended. But he's just signed for 3 years, $48 million, with $30 million guaranteed. Okie doke. And there's going to be no excuse. He's got to get down the field because he has to take pressure off of Tyreek Hill. And in this particular situation, he's going to go in as the number two, not the number one. So between Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes has weapons. So we'll see. I mean, you know, this guy came off a 600-yard season. But it's also a short-term deal. He's 24 years old. I mean, he came in as soon as he could come into the league. He was young. He was raw. He has amazing skill. He also hasn't learned to suck it up and stay on the field. He's not a great route runner because in college he could rely upon his skill set to do whatever he needed to do and go up over people. But that ball's going to go shooting down the field. So it's going to be something to see Mahomes try to evolve as they're rebuilding the team around him. Now, I'm sure Sammy's not too thrilled about going from L.A. to Kansas City, but if he's going to prove anything and he's going to get a big contract at some point in time, because as I said, here's a guy who's 24 years old. Contract's up when he's 27. If he evolves into the skill set that he has, he'll get huge numbers somewhere down the line, but he's never shown that he can do it. We'll find out. Bears rolling the dice. Allen Robinson, who's coming back off the injury. 3 years, $42 million, $25 million guaranteed. Tore the ACL in week one. And they were willing to, the Jags, let him hit free agency, see what was out there. You know, back in 2015, when he had the huge season for 1,400 yards and 14 touchdowns, they thought they had the next big thing down in Jacksonville, but they weren't willing to roll the dice on the ACL. Well, the Bears are, and they better hope they're getting it right. You know, and we'll reserve conversation for the Bears on a different time. But I don't like what they're doing with that organization. I don't like what they did to Glennon. And yeah, I know Glennon's one of my favorite players. I don't think he's gotten a fair shake in this league. But I thought they cut off their nose to spite their face last year. Particularly, and it makes me wonder what kind of research they did because of the fact that there were so many quarterbacks available in this draft. Every bit as good as Mitchell Trubisky, in my opinion. And yet, they decided to undercut their quarterback that they spent money on, give up draft picks, which they desperately need, and go after a guy who, I don't know if the guy's going to ever be great. This year they're sitting in the eight hole. They could have grabbed a quarterback right here without moving up with this class. And it makes me wonder what kind of research they did in Chicago, not only on last year's draft, but what was coming up on this year's draft. And quite frankly, you know, given the choice of the two quarterbacks, I would take Mahomes over Trubisky in a heartbeat. I think he's got way more upside. Now, granted, you had a coach that was trying to save his ass last year. But I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, I'll get into that organization more down the line, and particularly after the draft, I want to see what direction they go in going forward. But they're not a very good team. And I don't know that they can fix it fast enough to the point where their quarterback will still be in one piece by the time it's all said and done. So these and other questions shall be answered. But it is what it is. I wouldn't have spent the money on Watkins. As I said, Andrew Norwell is going to go to the Jaguars. Coughlin's revenge, because the Giants had him definitely targeted and felt that they could get him and get Pugh back and have an offensive line. Now they got to make sure they get Pugh back. Because, God, that's, you know, as bad as their offensive line is, he's the one guy on the offensive line that you said to yourself, well, he's, you know, the guy was a borderline Pro Bowler. Please don't lose him. But Adrian Walwell got a payday, and he got it with the Jaguars. Bortles is happy. Fournette is happy. 5 years, 66. And $30 million guaranteed. That's a nice payday. And for a team that was in the playoffs last year, okay, pretty good. Good move. Yeah, 26 years old. Big future in front of him. Let's hit it right there. When we come back, we'll wrap up Arrow 1 here in the attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, it's me. You're back with the Attack Black. You phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. NFL has been the talk of the hour, and rightfully so. I mean, it's the offseason is never dull with the National Football League. In this particular year, it's been a lot more involved, and quarterbacks abound. Tampering period is open, and there's going to be a lot of stuff going on in the next 24, 48 hours that we're going to be talking about, and not the least of which is where these quarterbacks start landing. Again, the Bears signing Allen Robinson, complete risk. Norwell with the Jaguars, no risk. You know, we'll find out. The interesting one with me, and this is where we'll pick it up on the other side, Keenum going with the Broncos, and the Broncos going with Keenum. And we will see. Breaking news. Also, Chiefs are going to sign Cowboys linebacker Anthony Hitchens. Yeah, okay. They need help on that side of the ball. The John Elway move with Case Keenum is interesting because he just opened up for business. You want to move up with the number five? Here we are. Because Keenum's going to be the guy. We'll find out. And there's a connection there. You know, don't forget, Gary Kubiak's in the front office working with Elway because they've been friends for a long, long time. And Case Keenum had a nice year under Kubiak when he was the head coach in Houston. You know, we'll see. 30-year-old guy. He's going to be there for a few years, but we'll talk about it on the other side. That's it for this hour. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here on The Attack. Please don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Texas do believe three package bombings in the past 2 weeks, including two yesterday, one of which killed a teenage boy, are related. The Austin Police Chief Brian Manley says,
"We are not calling it a serial bomber, but we have a pattern of instances that have occurred in the community that we're very concerned about and that we have brought all of the resources possible to bear."
Austin residents are urged to be careful about any packages that show up on their doorsteps until further notice. Police deputies were called to 85 addresses last night out of such concerns. A $15,000 reward is being offered by the Texas governor for information leading to an arrest in the case.
We're going to continue to do the investigation. It'll obviously be much more difficult.
That's Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Panel, after Republicans announced they're ending their investigation of possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be a really short
announcement. No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
A closely watched U.S. House special election is happening in western Pennsylvania today. A Republican candidate, Rick Saccone, is in a tight race against Democrat Connor Lamb in a district that President Trump had won by 20 points. It's for a seat that had been held by Republican Congressman Tim Murphy, who had to step down because of a sex scandal. Britain's leader speaks out about the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter, as we hear from USA Radio's John DeMaster.
UK Prime Minister Theresa May says it's highly likely that Russia's behind the poisoning on British soil.
Russia's record of conducting state-sponsored assassinations and our assessment that Russia views some defectors as legitimate targets for assassinations.
Speaking to Parliament in London, May noted there's an increasing tie in the intent of Russia to undermine and dismantle the current world order.
A third major winter storm in 2 weeks expected to dump as much as 2 feet of snow on parts of eastern New England. And this is USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
President Trump making his first visit to California today since being elected president, and he can expect to be greeted by both cheers and by boos. He's visiting San Diego to look at a prototype for his border wall near the U.S.-Mexico border. He'll speak to some U.S. troops, and then he'll attend a fundraiser in Los Angeles. California, the most populous state, has opposed many Trump policies, standing with illegal immigrants by opposing not only the Trump border wall proposal, but also by establishing sanctuary cities which protect illegal immigrants. In fact, last week, the Department of Justice announced a lawsuit against the state of California for its sanctuary policies. The Palestinian prime minister is unharmed after his convoy was targeted by an explosion in the Gaza Strip earlier today. Rami Hamdallah was en route to open a waste treatment plant being funded by the Palestinian Authority. He was with a Palestinian intelligence chief who also escaped uninjured. The Palestinian Authority is blaming the assassination efforts on Hamas. And in the NHL, Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin's the newest member of the league's 600-goal club, scoring twice in Monday's 3-2 overtime win over Winnipeg. Ovi saying later he kind of thought he was going to get that 600th goal last night.
We started the game. I think our line today was feeling it. Kuzi and Willie was flying, and I knew like they're going to try to find me over there.
He's now the fourth player to score 600. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, welcome back to The Attack. Black, you, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along on a ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates. Give us a lot of love. They love us right back. And look, today's day and age, we let you know what's happening, baby. It's all about radio on the go, various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. It's a brief period of time. Sun's up here. People are rocking and rolling. It's a beautiful thing. However, we've got, bad weather going on up here. You got projects you got to get to and all that kind of good stuff. And guess what? It takes a little while to get it all done, particularly in this kind of weather. So, when you're dealing with that kind of situation, you got to go about it the right way. And what I mean by that is this, just tune in quick. Tune in, Stitcher, iHeart. You know the circumstances. Go get them, baby. Because you're getting the kids off to school, you're getting your hind end out to work, maybe you're working from home today up here in the Northeast. Because you got yourself some voodoo magic going on, and I'm talking bad voodoo, not good voodoo. And with this snow and this nor'easter and all this kind of crap. And you know something? That's okay. That's okay. You got to be able to adapt on the fly. And that's what we do. That's what Radio On The Go is all about. So, as you're going forward in your day, your work day, and you're getting it done, well, we're happy to be doing it with you here on The Attack. Now, look, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. And when I say that, I mean each and every day. They're running towards it while we run away from it. And so if you see some one of these kids on the street, and they are kids for the most part, they're growing up fast, but they are kids, give them a thanks. No joke. Tap them on the shoulder, say thank you for serving the country. A lot of people just pay it lip service. Oh, yeah, I support the troops. Yeah, you do. Sure you do. Until something happens. All right? So just make sure that you're doing the right thing. You're in line at the Starbucks or the Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. Yeah, buy them a cup of coffee. That little bit of gratitude goes a long way. They're away from home. It's easier than it used to be, but it's still tough. What's not tough is about this next hour that's going to happen in sports. It's a great sports day on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
You're in luck during Aaron's Lucky Days. During March, you can start a new agreement and get 6 months same as cash. And this weekend only, just $7.77 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Don't miss out. Come to a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started for just $7.77 during Aaron's Lucky Days.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
That's me, baby. You're back with the Attack, Black U. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Tampering period is officially open. And if you're tampering, well, it's allowed. Isn't that kind of great that it's a complete contradiction in terms? Honest to God, I think that's freaking hilarious. I always have. Well, we don't want you to tamper because we'll fine you. But now it's okay to tamper, at least for a little while. So, you know, that's kind of cool and fun. But National Football League being what it is, there's always a unique way to go about it. And they do go about it in strange ways. Now, it's going to get interesting from here going forward as decisions are going to get made on quarterbacks and all that kind of good stuff. And you're looking at, in many instances, guys who are going to land with new teams, are going to get big paydays. And we'll find out how good they're going to be going forward. You know, we'll see. We will see. But, you know, for the rest of the world, you know, I'll tell you, it's unique, to say the least. Because if you don't need a quarterback, boy, this is the wrong year to be dealing with it. If you do need a quarterback, yeah, man, you got plenty of options. No joke. So, you know, we'll see. As I said, Case Keenum going to Denver, which it's interesting. It's interesting. I don't know what Case Keenum's going to be. I got to be honest about it. Is he going to be an average guy and revert back to what he was? Is he going to be a guy who continues to evolve in his career? He's 30 years old. And as I said, you know, and I'm going to be contradictory here, and you want to call me out on it, that's fine at 1-800-878-PLAY. But, you know, I believe Tyrod Taylor has hit his ceiling, and he is what he is, and Cleveland's getting themselves a bridge quarterback that's going to hopefully mentor the guy that's going to replace him somewhere down the line and go in that direction. But in Case Keenum, the Broncos are buying into a fact that a 30-year-old quarterback who discovered the fountain of youth last year under Pat Shurmur, who is now the coach of the Giants, will figure it out and continue to figure it out in Denver under a young head football coach, young in coaching years, in Vance Joseph, and under the tutelage of Gary Kubiak, who, due to health reasons, stepped down as head football coach, and John Elway, who's one of the greatest of all times. So, you know, we'll see. I give a lot of credit to John Elway for being willing to roll the dice. All right? And I do mean that. He's a legend. He's one of the great quarterbacks ever. He got a Super Bowl. He brought in Peyton Manning when I felt he shouldn't have. I felt he should have gone with Tebow. Joe and I were in accord on that because they got the playoff victory, and I think they could have evolved from there. We'll never know. Tebow's out of football. But it paid off. They got to the Super Bowl, and they got beat like a drum. And they got to the Super Bowl, and they won despite their quarterback. But they did get there. And they did get there under Peyton Manning. So you can't knock him for rolling the dice. But his track record on quarterbacks and getting a quarterback set in Denver, ironically enough, has been eh. You know, the Trevor Siemian experiment is evidently over. I mean, they're going to keep him on the roster. And maybe he tries to evolve, but, you know, in going with Case Keenum, they're basically buying time to see if Simeon's a bust, which it looks like he's going to be. And then they move on in a few years after Case Keenum. Well, you know, they better hope that Keenum can play. Because, look, I mean, he's not going to be fired. I mean, he's there as long as he wants to be there. He being Elway. But the tarnishing of his reputation is starting to happen. They have a defense that's getting older. They have a defense that is getting paid. And, you know, they have some cap room, but they just bit up a whole bunch of it. And I think that, you know, in the signing of Keenum, I think that went a long way in determining where they were going to be involved in the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes. Now I think it comes down to the Jets and the Vikings. I mean, Keenum's officially gone. Bridgewater looks like he's going to move on. And Bradford can't stay on the field. Bradford's going to end up being a loser, I think, in all this, at least financially, because nobody's going to take a chance on him. He just cannot stay on the field. And that knee is one hit away from just, you know, ending his career. But when you look at what happened in Minnesota last year, for as much as Case Keenum had a terrific year, Mike Zimmer was consistently throwing him under the bus. Always having press conferences saying, you know, well, we'll determine our quarterback situation is fluid. Now that Teddy's coming back and Sam can be activated, we're going to go with the best guy who gives us the best opportunity to win. Well, Case Keenum got you to the playoffs, and yet Mike Zimmer wouldn't commit. And Mike Zimmer made a comment last week at the NFL Scouting Combine. Is Case the guy that he was last year? Is he the guy he was 2 years ago? And I think that's a valid question. And I think the great unknown here was working with Pat Shurmur. The reason why Case Keenum evolved, or was it a combination of Keenum finally figured out the game slowed down for him, you know, all the things, the cliches that we talk about, that it involves quarterbacks. And if it ends up being more of the latter than it was of the former, then Denver got themselves a good deal. If it turns out it was mostly the former that Pat Shurmur managed to get through to this guy, well, Pat Shurmur's not going to be coaching him. So he'll be adjusting to a new system, albeit something he's kind of familiar with because of Kubiak. But he's going to have to hit the ground running. Look, there's no lag time on this. They got to win football games right off the bat. And what happens when it turns cold? Don't forget, he played in the Dome last year. And if you don't think that makes a difference, it might not early in the year when they're getting good weather. But you get into December football and you look out the window like I'm looking out right now and it looks like Denver right now. That's what you're dealing with. So these and other questions will be answered. But John Elway's rolling the dice. And on John Elway's also telling you that at number six, they're going to address other needs. And if for some reason In those first six picks, Quentin Nelson doesn't go. He's going to Denver. I mean, five picks, I'm sorry. He's going to Denver at number five. He will go there. Now, personally, you know, I see the Bradley Chubb stuff all over the place with Indianapolis. Hey, screw Bradley Chubb. All due respect. I mean, he's a terrific player, but Quentin Nelson's going to be a Pro Bowl left guard. He's going to go, barring injury, to the Hall of Fame. That's how good this guy is. I know he's a guard. He ain't glamorous. Ask Andrew Luck about glamorous. You know, he of the shoulder I can't throw because I get the crap wailed out of me every single year. Yeah, might want to address that aspect. No joke. So, you know, they commit. The numbers haven't been released, which I found interesting. I'm trying to do a little bit of stuff on that, but I'm not finding it. Maybe on the break I'll be able to get it. All right. Let's hit the exit ramp, tap on the brakes, all the other cliches too as we pay the bills. We'll be back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the attack. I'm Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And we're talking NFL. And as I'm looking at this, and I know I promised you some college basketball, but not going to happen. We're going to go NFL all the way. And rightfully so. And we'll, you know, tomorrow I'll talk about the brackets and everything else because nothing's really happening. We got a play-in game, but other than that, we're good. You know, again, you roll the dice, and I was looking around for dollar and cent figures on Case Keenum. Couldn't find any. They're being real tight on this, and understandably so because they're going to pay, and they better make sure it's right. Because it going to be ugly otherwise. And like I said, I don't know that there'll be repercussions to the point where John Elway loses his job, because I don't think that's the case. But because he's produced. Super Bowl is a player, Super Bowl is an exec, you know. And he's beloved up in Denver. Just is. Now, that being the case, they better hope they got Keenum that's going to be continuing this career. Because if they didn't, if they get Case from 2 years ago, as Mike Zimmer said, then you're doomed to mediocrity. And you'll be right back at the bottom of the draft next year, and you will be hunting for a quarterback. Now, one guy I left off and out of the conversation, which I do find this interesting, is Chad Kelly. And I forgot about him. Now, that's Jim Kelly's nephew, who has got the skill set. I mean, the dude has the skill set, okay? He's nuts. I mean, he got in nothing but trouble. He's an entitled little turd, or was in college, and was paying the price. All right? So, we'll see. He's coming back off the injury. He was on IR the whole year last year. You know, as I said, they're buying a little time for Trevor Siemian, but I mean, Paxton Lynch, and I said Trevor Siemian twice in the last segment. Paxton Lynch, I'm sorry. They could be buying time for Chad Kelly. And, you know, again, Chad Kelly could end up being a bust, but Chad Kelly, the reason why he got taken as Mr. Irrelevant is just because of the off-the-field baggage. It's that simple. Now, whether or not he grows up or not remains to be seen. And maybe he needs to look at his uncle and see what his uncle's going through and figure out how to pull his head out of his chute. But when you look at Denver and you look at their team, defense is still getting it done, you know, but they're going to be making some moves. Brock will be out the door. I don't know if they hold on to Siemian or they blow him out the door and go with Lynch as the backup. I mean, to me, I would keep Siemian and just give up on Paxton. And I rarely say that. But this guy just looks like he doesn't get it. And that he won't get it. We'll see. Now, according to the reports out of Denver, and I'm quoting RotoWire here, he's going to stay in Denver for 2018. Yeah, Elway pointed out that the team hasn't had a chance to evaluate Lynch. Well, yeah, they have. You know. I mean, he's been hurt. You know, we get it. But Lynch hasn't shown that he can grasp the playbook and that the game isn't slowing down. He's got all the talent. You know, if you want to look at Josh Allen and see why and how things can fall apart quickly, Paxton Lynch is 6'7", 244. He has a gun. Right now, he can't play. And maybe he never will. Josh Allen falls into that same frame. He's 6'5", 6'6", 240, 250 with a gun. Coming out of a small school in Wyoming. Maybe he'll play, maybe he won't. But, you know, it's not unfair to use that comparison. Similar backgrounds as far as the school, you know, the whole nine. We talked about it. But we'll see. Now, when you look at their depth chart, you've got some pretty good talent. I mean, C.J. Anderson, when he's healthy, is a very good running back. Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, you know, these guys can still play. Don't forget, Jake Butt was on IR for a good chunk of the year. They're counting on him to go forward. We'll see whether or not the knee responds. See, Denver rolled the dice last year in a number of ways. And they, unfortunately for them, they lost all the way around. You know, 5-11 in Denver doesn't float the boat. But they didn't knee-jerk on Vance Joseph and say he was in over his head. Things just went wrong. Lynch didn't evolve. Simeon got exposed for what he was. Anderson was hurt a big chunk of the year. The offensive line is not very good. Their tight ends, you know, they lost one. You know, Virgil Green is okay, but better suited as a backup. He's 29 years old. He is what he is. And they're looking for Butt to take that job in training camp. And we'll see what they think of him, because if they go tight end in the draft at some point in time, say Andrews in the second round, then you'll know. But like I said, with them signing Keenum, I completely think they're zeroed in on Quentin Nelson. And I think if he should slide to that spot, and again, you got 2 and 3 with Indianapolis and the Giants, who I think are in fair play for making deals. And I don't think Cleveland's going to go in that direction because their offensive line's pretty good. I wouldn't be surprised to see Nelson go right there to Denver at 5. And that'll be a damn good draft pick that John Elway will never regret. And I mean never regret. So, we'll see. You know, again, this is the fun part of what's going on here, because all this is fluid. You're going to see more stuff come out during the course of today, which I'll be talking about tomorrow. And stuff is breaking and breaking and breaking. Saints are talking about they're making progress with Breeze on a 2-year deal. You know, Denver tipped their toe in the water about the him and went in that direction. Said, you want to come up for a couple of years? We could pull a Peyton Manning with you, get to the Super Bowl next year. He was like, nah. And obviously it didn't work because Keenum's going to go to Denver. But they did kick the tires. And we'll see. Chiefs cutting Taba Ali yesterday. They're spending money. And their defense is eh. Again, you're rebuilding on the fly here. And that's okay. So they sign Anthony Hitchens. $9 million per season. Fourth round pick, 2014, 3.5 sacks, 304 tackles in 4 years. Can play inside and outside. Most people had him going to the Colts. But we'll see. Guy's 25 years old. They need speed on defense. Speed, speed, speed. Speed is for need. They didn't say how much is guaranteed, but $9 million a year, you got to assume four-year deal, something along those lines. Probably half of it guaranteed. Very thin linebacker free agency class this year. He was ranked 50th overall as far as the quality of the free agents, and yet he pulled down a pretty good deal. So if you do have that particular need, well, maybe that's the direction you're going in. You saw the move that the Giants made with the Rams, with Ogletree. All of a sudden, linebackers are becoming a valuable commodity again. I'm telling you, that kid from UCF, he's going to go up the board. Somebody's going to grab him in the second round. Now, my question with him, and I do mean this sincerely, is what happens if he uses that prosthetic and stiff arms somebody or something like that? Is that considered illegal? I would hope not, but I can't wait to see that kid play. What a great story.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, going forward here in the show, a little more NFL. Like I said, we'll finish up with a couple of stories on the back end. But in reality, we're going to ride it out in National Football League. And then tomorrow we'll dedicate a whole day to the continuation of the NCAA tournament as games will start to be played and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, we'll take your calls and your tweets and everything else that you would like to get into going forward. And, you know, we'll let it play out. I do want to say this about the NCAA tournament for this particular given moment. My Oklahoma State's Cowboys got screwed. Okay? I'll just leave it at that. they got screwed. All right? No joke. And they can put lipstick on a pig any way they want. But they got hosed. They beat Oklahoma 2 out of 3. Beat Kansas 2 out of 3. And they got left out of the tournament. Give me a break. All right. That being said, back to Denver. The big dice roll. You know. And like I said, I left Chad Kelly out of the conversation. And Chad Kelly, when he was at Ole Miss, broke pretty much all of Archie Manning's records. 6'2", 224, 23 years old. You know, ruptured his wrist at Mississippi. Didn't take the field. And they want to see if he can play. And he can play. At least on the collegiate level, he could play. Because they put him in a pro set. He's mobile, he's strong, he's tough, and he's stupid off the field. So we'll see. Now, whether it translates to being stupid on the field remains to be seen. Football-wise, it looks like he can grasp the playbook. But hopefully Uncle Jim had a conversation with him and said, hey, you know, you're putting your future at risk here by being this dumb. So get away from it. And we'll find out. You know, we'll find out. But as I said, we've been talking about the movement in the National Football League, and rightfully so. And, you know, when you look at the moves already being made, it's giving you a pretty good indication on what direction things are going to go in the draft. So we'll see. Now, there's going to be more movement over the course of the day. We'll be talking about it, of course. But teams that not being able to make any moves with the salary cap are also shedding players. One of those, and you saw it with the Dolphins making a deal with Jarvis Landry going to the Browns. The Dolphins just don't know how to manage the cap. And it's getting proven yet again. Mike Tannenbaum, it just doesn't get it. And the people that he hires don't get it. I don't know the man. I know what he did with the Jets. You know, he traded up to get Mark Sanchez, and ever since then, the organization has been spiraling downhill. Well, they hired him with the Dolphins, and the organization is going downhill. I feel for Adam Gase because I think after next year, he's going to get fired. They're not in love with their quarterback. You know, and then, you know, if you're looking to plunder a franchise, well, look to the Dolphins because they'll probably be willing to give up the house to move up into the two hole or thereabouts to get another quarterback as they give up on Ryan Tannehill. Now, I do understand to a point why. I don't think Tannehill's a particularly good quarterback, but he's better than a lot of the guys that are out there. And again, maybe he evolves and figures it out, but he's also coming off a knee injury. But you look at what's about to happen with the Miami Dolphins. Ndamukong Suh, who they gave an enormous contract to, is out the door. Lawrence Timmons, who they gave an enormous contract to, is out the door. Landry is out the door. They had to blow Jay Ajayi out the door, although, you know, according to most sources, he was a bad locker room guy. With Sue getting cut before June 1st, they saved $17 million against the cap. A post-June 1st cut, I'm sorry. And that's probably what they're going to do. I mean, you think about this. Sue, who is an enormous talent in particular systems, is carrying a salary cap number of $26 million. That's quarterback money. So if they cut him now, it's 3.9 against the cap. If they cut him after June 1st, it's $17 million. So what his agent needs to do is get his deal lined up with somebody. He's also 31 years old now. 6 years, $114 million. One Pro Bowl over the last three seasons and never had more than six sacks since he's been with the Dolphins. Timmons got suspended for a game by the Dolphins. He's probably going to go back to Pittsburgh if they want him, but there's no guarantee that they're going to want him. He had 84 tackles in 14 games. I mean, you know, you think about it. When he was with the Lions, Sue, they took him number two overall, and he was dominant. He made the Pro Bowl four times. First team All-Pro three times. Played in 78 of 80 regular season games. 36 sacks. Two forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, and he even had an interception. But since then, man, since he got the fat check, downhill. Downhill. Now, Pittsburgh didn't think Timmons was good enough to match the Dolphin order from last year, which was 2 years, $12 million. Now, Pittsburgh, unfortunately, because of what happened to Ryan Shazier, they need a linebacker. So maybe the two sides can reconcile. And they go in that direction. You know, they drafted T.J. Watt last year, and they thought they were putting together a dominant Pittsburgh Steelers-esque linebacker core. But didn't quite play out that way yet. And unfortunately, with the injury, I don't know that it ever will be. But like I said, you got guys moving around this league right now that were dominating and making some serious cake and not doing so much anymore. So we'll find out. And like I said, you know, you've got with Keenum, and we talked about it, he's the first domino. So we'll see. We'll see. But again, I don't think Sue is going to be one of those dominoes just quite yet. Because of the fact they save a whole bunch more money down in Miami by cutting them after June 1st. This too we shall see. This too shall pass. But and I wouldn't be surprised if you hear something on Breeze today. Cousins will probably be tomorrow. They've got a video crew following him around. I mean, I've never seen this much hoopla over a slightly above average quarterback in my entire life. There's literally a video crew following him around documenting his negotiations with various different teams and eventually where he's going to end up. Hey, this is America, Jack. You know, to quote Gung Ho, look it up. It's an obscure quote, but it's very good. This is America, Jack. Maximize your deal. I got no problem with it. Now, if it's my football team and it's my checkbook he's playing with, I got a problem with it. And I'm having different conversations with different people, you know. And just for the sake of discussion, if I'm the Jets, and apparently they're all in on him, I'm bringing, I mean, I've already had conversations and workouts with Teddy Bridgewater. I've had my doctors already look at his knee. Because if you can get Teddy for $12 million or $15 million on a three-year deal with a bunch of upfront money, and if the knee gives out and he can't play anymore, you're not dead. And maybe you find out that Christian Hackenberg can actually throw the football. But if you buy Kirk Cousins and you're spending $30 million on him, even with $95 million out there in cap space, you're going to pay the piper somewhere down the line because your safeties are going to have to get paid. Your other defensive studs are going to have to get paid. No, by the way, you got to put an offensive line together. So, we'll see. I'm real curious to see what McCagnan's going to do here because I'm just not a Kirk Cousins guy. I'm just not. I think he'd be a better fit in a place like Arizona anyway. They're more ready to win. Or Minnesota. They're more ready to win. And if he ends up going in one of those directions, I think it's going to end up being one of the best deals that the Jets never made. And if they decide to address it in a draft, they can go in that direction. If they decide to go A.J. McCarron or Josh McCown or Teddy Bridgewater or something along those lines, I swear to you, I will have absolutely no problem with it. And the tabloids here in New York and all the alleged experts that talk, man. Has Mark Melusis ever brought anything original to a conversation? No. He just gets fatter. I'm telling you, Jet fans, don't do it. If they lose him, rejoice. No, I'm not joking. Rejoice. Go Teddy. Go lower end, go Teddy, and try to find a quarterback of the future. And maybe Bridgewater is your guy of the future. We'll see. Anyway, we're going to hit the exit ramp right here. Let's get the Kia in gear and you know, get good gas mileage or something. I don't know. We got commercials that pays the bills. We'll be back.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, we're going to be wrapping it up here, but Kawhi Leonard's on the verge of coming back, and there is something going on with Kawhi Leonard and the Golden State, I mean the San Antonio Spurs, excuse me. And I don't know if it's going to be reconciled. I don't know if somewhere down the line that they're going to figure out how to get along or whatever the circumstances are, but Pop's skills are going to be put to the test, because right now San Antonio's out of the playoffs, and it's something we're going to talk about going forward. But Kawhi Leonard's supposed to come back. San Antonio lost to the Rockets 109-93, and they're going to play at home. This mystery quad injury has been all year. He's only played 19 games. Spurs are 37-30. They've lost 11 of their last 14. And they're in the 10 hole. You know, this has been all year. And unless that quad is torn, I don't know how this injury has kept him out this long, unless he's dissatisfied with the organization. Now, next year he can hit free agency. And maybe he feels negotiations haven't been in good faith. There's been no indication he doesn't get along with Pop. But they need him in order to make this run. And if he's not playing with full health or his heart's not in it, they got some big issues. Now, you know, again, they're tied essentially for the 8-hole. But it's the Clippers, the Jazz, the Nuggets, and them. And it's not bueno. They're going to be scratching to get in. Well, we're scratching to get out. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow here on The Attack. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. We'll be back, I promise. Have a great one, everybody.